All right, ladies, we get ready to get rolling. So this is our fifth push session, and we are just excited. I'm excited about this word. I have with me my dear cousin. She is such a blessing, not just to my life, but so many other people. And so you are getting ready for a treat. You are getting ready for a treat. So I want you to go get comfortable wherever room you're in. Get your pen, get your pad, because she's getting ready to drop a word on today that's going to bless us. And I just want to quickly read her bio to tell you a little bit about her before she starts. Alrighty. Forgive me, y'all. Like I said, I had to improvise today. So we're gonna get moving. Okay, here we go. Pastor Keisha Mills is a transformational leader, passionate preacher, pastor, mentor, a woman of honor who ministers under a prophetic teaching anointing. With years of faithful ministry experience as an armor bearer, intercessor, elder, and prophet, it is quite evident that the hand of God on her life, her call, and her ministry. Pastor Mills returned to her hometown of Baltimore, Maryland in 2018 and planted Kingdom Transformers Church of Believers, where she serves as the lead pastor. Her prophetic tongue is ready to speak that which the Lord has given her to feed the body of Christ and set captives free for the glory of God. Pastor Mills is a licensed cosmetologist with over 12 years of industry experience. 20 years, I'm sorry. Yes, listen, I'm going to give you your years. I'm going to give you... That's a hard labor, so I'm going to give you years. She owned and operated K Mills Hair Salon in Atlanta, Georgia for many years. However, it was under the unction of the Holy Spirit that she moved from behind the chair and pursued further studies in counseling. With the odds of stacked against her, she persevered through her hard seasons and completed her graduate studies with a master's degree in counseling in 2018. This serves as a testimony that she has been called to serve both the kingdom and the marketplace. Wow, we have more than I thought in common. Okay. Okay. So I just want to introduce to everybody Pastor Keisha Mills. Listen, she is a rocket that's getting ready to explode right now. I am ready. So I'm not even going to say too much more, but we are going to be blessed by this woman of God. So let's get ready. I'm getting ready to let her go. In Jesus' name.
Y'all ready to come out? Y'all ready? Y'all ready to come out? It's time to come out. It's time to push this thing out. The song is prophetic. Open up your mouth and declare, I'm coming out. Come on. It's your time. And it's your turn. It's your turn. And it's your time. Let the world know you're coming out. A new me. A fearless me. Come on, y'all. I think this time around I am going. Gotta break out of the shell. Come on, girls. Let them know you coming out. This is not just a song. This is prophetic. This is a word that you gotta declare out of your mouth. I'm coming out. It's time to come out. Good evening, everybody. I hope that you all could hear that song pretty well. I hope that you could hear it really, really clear. It's time to come out. It's time to come out of that shell. It's time to come out of a place where you've been hiding. It's time to stop covering up, and it's time for you to catapult forward into your destiny, to where God is calling you to. Come on, if you with me, I want somebody to holler, scream, shout, take the roof off your house and declare, I'm coming out. I'm coming out of this thing today. This thing is not going to keep me in. I'm not staying in this place any longer. It's time for me to soar. It's time for me to pivot. If you agree with that, I need you to open up your mouth and make some noise. All right. Well, I'm Pastor Keisha Mills, and it may look kind of dark where I am, but guess what? You don't really have to see me. I want you to hear the word of the Lord today. I want you to get to a place where it's just you and God, and you can hear the Lord ministering to you in this hour. God is pushing you out. He's pushing you out. He's pushing you out of the place where the enemy has you stuck. God is pushing you out. Somebody declare, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. And I want you to know that you're not too old to come out. Come on, somebody. You ain't too young to come out. Come on. You are coming out of this thing called fear. Pushing fear out of the way. Somebody declare, I'm pushing fear out of my way. Come on. I need some bulldozers in this hour to push fear out of the way. The word of the Lord says in Mark 11:25, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his or her heart, but believe that you have whatever you say. You must believe that the things that you have declared out of your mouth, it is moving out of the place where it was. You are moving out of that stuck place. Fear is a mountain. I want you to hear me this afternoon. Fear is a mountain. The Bible says, whosoever shall say to this mountain, you have the authority, you have dominion over this thing. You have the ability or in your life, the anointing on your life to push this fear of this mountain of fear out of your way. Fear has kept you stuck long enough. Fear is a mountain that has to go. Somebody shout, fear, you gotta go. The word of God says that you gotta open up your mouth and say these things. You gotta speak to these mountains in your life. And fear is a mountain that you have the authority to move. Come on, somebody. Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope everybody is hearing me clearly. Amen. I want you to turn to your Bibles. Do you mind if we go to our Bibles for a little bit? Because we need the word of God, right? Let's go to Genesis, the third chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at the first verse, Genesis 3. We're talking about the temptation and the fall of man, right? Genesis 3, I'm reading it from the New King James Version. Yes, declare that you are pushing fear out of the way. Declare it is so. Amen. Amen. Genesis 3, verses 1. I believe I'm going down to verse 15. I want you to stick with me. I want you to stop what you're doing. I need for you to hear the word of the Lord declared over your life today. The word of God says in Genesis 1, it says, now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that in that day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, where are you? So Adam said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat? Then the man said, the woman whom you gave me to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate. And the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. The serpent deceived me and I ate. I want to take your attention back to verse 7. Then the eyes of both of them were open and they knew that they were naked. You see, the enemy is so cunning. He's so tricky. He uses the spirit of fear, even in this moment, to get them out of position. Come on, somebody. The word of the Lord says, then the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves covering. See, when fear begins to consume your life, come on, somebody, we tend to go and want to cover up. Come on, somebody. We tend to want to go somewhere and hide. Am I talking to anybody out there this afternoon? Fear will cause you to cover up from being who you really are. Come on and talk back to me. Somebody, I need to see somebody saying something because I'm not on Facebook. I need somebody to say something up here. Come on, somebody. Amen. See, fear will cause you to hide from doing what the Lord has called you to do. And verse 8 says, and they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves. You see that? The enemy will set you up. See, fear will block you. It will hinder you from being in the fullness of God. Come on, somebody. Adam and his wife, they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. You see that? Fear will cause you not to be all that you are supposed to be, even in the presence of God. I need you all to hear me this afternoon. Glory to his name. It says in verse 9, then the Lord God called to Adam and said, where are you? That's the question this afternoon. Where are you, ladies? Where is the place that fear told you to go? Come on. Where is the place that you are somewhere covering up your talents and your gifts? Where are you? God said to Adam and Eve, where are you? This afternoon, I'm posing the same question to you ladies. Where are you? What have you been doing? Where are you? God has great things that he wants you to do in the earth. And he's saying to you today, where are you? Why are you somewhere where I told you not to go? Where are you? God is saying, I created you for greatness. I created created you to start that law firm. I created you to write the book. I created you to start that ministry. I created you to start the business. But fear has gripped your heart. God is saying, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? I see others out there doing what I've created them to do, but I've been looking for you. Where are you? Woo! My God. In verse 10, Adam said, I heard your voice in the garden. Come on. I want to show you something. Are you reading it with me? He said, and I was afraid. You see how fear showed up in the garden? He said, Lord, I heard your voice. I heard you coming. I heard you pushing me. But I became afraid. I heard the prophecy that was spoken over my life saying that by this time this year, I would be fulfilling purpose. But I got afraid. I heard you, hallelujah, in prayer, pushing me to do something so spectacular that my family has never done, but I became afraid. Am I talking to anybody out there this evening? He said, Adam said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked. Who told you were naked? He said, and I hid myself. You see how the enemy will strip you? The enemy stripped them from walking in a sound mind. He stripped them from walking in boldness. He stripped them from doing what God created them to do. He stripped them. Come on, somebody, I'm talking to you. By creating these traumas in their lives that they would not really bounce back from. They're still stuck in the trauma, so they are afraid to move forward. Has the enemy tricked you? What has the enemy tricked you from doing? Adam said, I was naked and I hid myself. Why are you hiding? What are you hiding from? Who told you to hide? It's time for you to come out. It's time for you to push this thing out of you so that God can push some greatness down, pack it down. You got to remove fear out of the way so that what God has for you can displace those places of fear. Am I talking to anybody today? You've been covered up too long. It's time to come out of hiding. Somebody needs what you have. You are somebody's answer. But fear got you so consumed. Fear have you hiding. Hiding from your promotions in life. Hiding from your success. Whew. Verse 11, the Lord says to Adam, he said, who told you that you were naked? Today I have another question. Who told you that you were naked? Who told you that you were not good enough? Who told you that you didn't measure up? Who told you that you wasn't smart enough? Who told you that there was only a certain type of people that can have certain things? Who told you these lies? Who told you were not anointed? God said to Adam, he said, who told you? I didn't tell you that. I told you that you were fearfully and wonderfully made. I told you you were the apple of my eye. Who told you these lies? Who? Who told you these things? Who told you that you would never accomplish anything? Who told you that you could not live better? Who told you that you had to live below average? Who told you that you had to live a mediocre life? Who told you these things? Who told you that so-and-so would be better than you in doing something that God called you to do? Who told you these lies? Who? I need somebody to say, who told me these lies? The devil. He lied to you. He's a liar. God said to him, he said, who told you? Who told you? Who told you you were not enough? So God was saying to them, have you allowed what I did not give you? Tell you that you was not good enough? Come on, somebody. Did you touch something that I told you not to touch? God was saying to them, I did not give you the spirit of fear. Come on. God said, I gave you power, love, and a sound mind. Woo. Today we're releasing power today. You're getting your power back. We're releasing a sound mind. You're not going to go crazy. Come on, somebody. You're not going to lose your mind because of these lies. Who am I talking to today? Woo. You're getting your boldness back today. You're coming out of this thing. Back on your peace. Peace is looking for you. Come on and grab your peace. Woo. My God, who told you these things? The devil was a liar. We got to renew our minds. We have identified in Genesis, the third chapter, the lies of the enemy. We have identified his deceit and his sneaky ways. Come on. So in order for us to break free and to come out, we got to renew our minds. We need inner healing. Come on, somebody. Renewing our minds are essential to overcoming fears. Renewing our minds is so important it's something that we must do so that we can get rid of these negative thoughts. Come on. These negative thoughts, they are connected to the spirit of fear. These negative thoughts does not agree with what God say about you. We got to become renewed in our thinking. We got to become renewed in our minds so that we can gain our control back. We got to get control back over our lives. Come on. God gave us a sound mind. That's self-control. We got to transform. Somebody declare, I got to transform. We must transform our thought process. Woo! Fear keeps pulling you back. It keeps taking you to a place where God never intended for you to be. Come on. Fear is nothing but demonic oppression. Demonic oppression. Come on, somebody. Let me park right here for a minute. Let me park for a second. I know y'all used to me being, but no, you got to hear this today. Fear is witchcraft. Come on, somebody type that in the comments section. Fear is witchcraft. Come on. Why do you say that, Pastor Keisha? Because it is a spirit of manipulation and control. It is demonic oppression. It's a spirit of witchcraft that the enemy uses as one of his hottest commodities against us. Fear is a tormenting spirit. How many of you out there will be honest and say, yes, I've been tormented by this thing? Yes, I look good. Yes, I drive good. Yes, I wear the best mask. Come on, somebody. I got the best purses. I got all these things that I'm covering up fear with. Who am I talking to? Just covering up. I'm not, ain't nothing wrong with these things. But many times we use things to make us feel a certain way because of the emptiness, because of this spirit that's controlling us. So we go out and we buy all of these things because we want control over something, because we feel like there's a lack of control somewhere in our lives and we can't pinpoint it. Well, it's the witchcraft of fear. It's that tormenting spirit. You gotta submit to God and you gotta resist fear. I want you to hear me today. Hear me this evening. Hear me today. We pushing fear out of the way. Let's talk about the symptoms of fear, the manifestations of fear, insecurities. Come on. You know what I'm talking about. Those insecurities that's linked to fear. Come on. Nervousness, you're always nervous. Come on, somebody, talk to me. What does that sound like? Anxiety, right? Panic. That's linked to insecurities, and that's linked to fear. We got to get these tentacles out of the way, all of these things that are related to fear. We got to remove all of these things. Discouragement, you are discouraged easily. You give up easily. That's because of that tormenting spirit of fear. Fear of other people's opinion. Come on. Shame, guilt. Adam and Eve, they felt shame. So they began to what? Sew fig leaves up to cover themselves, to hide themselves. Because they now their eyes were open and then they begin to see that they were naked. They begin to see themselves in a way that God never intended for them to see themselves. Who am I talking to today? Woo! Mistrust. You don't trust nobody because of fear. Fear of trusting people. And you are oversensitive. That's linked to that nervousness and that anxiety and that panic. Fear is a demonic stronghold. You have become demonically oppressed, which means the enemy has legal right in you to operate in you and through you. You got to renounce the spirit of fear and its cousins of shame and nervousness and panic and insecurities. How dare we not talk about rejection and we're talking about fear, because fear and rejection, woo, they're twins. They're related. Fear places all of these things in us. Fear rejection. We are so scared of being rejected. We are so scared that nobody, I don't talk like them. I don't look like them. I don't have enough like them. I don't have the clout they have. I don't know the people they have, but you know God. Come on. Promotion don't come from the east, the south, nor the west. Promotion comes from God. Come on, somebody. The enemy will convince you that you are not anointed. Who am I talking to out there today? Come on and talk back to me. Make you second guess who you are in God. Who? He'll tell you you're not called. You can't speak. You can't pray. Come on. Who am I talking to? You can't do it. You can't step out and try it. You know that you're not built like that. That's for everybody else but you. I know you gave God a yes. You gave God a yes, and the devil was saying, but I gave you fear. Come on, we got to renounce this spirit of fear so that you can move forward in your yes. Woo! Talk back to me, y'all. These things that make you feel like you're not, that you don't measure up. These things, what are the things that make you you feel like you're not good enough. Whew. You know, you be asking God, why and how did you handpick me? Why did you choose me? Because he knew you before you were formed. Come on, somebody. Fear, it holds you back from living your life intentionally. Come on. It pulls you back and it holds you back from moving forward into who you really are. It stops you from having great friends. Fear stops you from being a great friend to somebody else. Come on, somebody. Fear stops you from going after that promotion. Fear stops you from opening that business. Who am I talking to today? The Lord is speaking to you. Yes, you. Oh, hallelujah. You got fear because you're not writing the book. That's fear. It's showed up in you. It's stopping you. You got false evidence that appears real. That's fear. The acronyms, false evidence that appears real. Come on. Fear will stop you from going after your abilities, your what God has anointed you to do, even in the marketplace. What is fear, guys? It is a lie of the enemy telling us that we need the approval of people. I just hit something. I just rang a doorbell. I just rang somebody's doorbell. Fear. It is a lie of the enemy whispering in your ear, telling you that you need the approval of people. Come on, y'all. It's a lie that tells you that everyone else is better. Fear is a lie that tells you that you are too young to do it. You are too old. Come on, somebody, to try and do it. That's a lie. That's a lie. Telling you that you are too young or too old to birth a promise. If you know your Bible, you know that's a lie. Fear will tell you that you are too young or too old to be wealthy. Come on. It will tell you that you are too old, too young, too in between. Come on, somebody, to accomplish great things in your life. That's a lie. How do I know that's a lie? Because in the Bible, somewhere in Deuteronomy, the Lord said, I gave you the power to gain wealth. Come on. God said that wealth and riches are in your house. So fear, you are a lie. Somebody shout back to me today. God said that he has not given us a spirit of fear, but he has given unto us everything that pertains to life and godliness. God equipped you with everything you need to succeed in this earth. It is your responsibility to be a doer and to tap into those things that God has called you to. How do I find these things? You find these things the moment you start spending time with God. Start spending time in his word. Come on. He will begin to reveal to you the mysteries of your life. He will begin to reveal to you what's written in the book of life concerning you. Many times he reveals to you what's written to you about you in the book of life when somebody prophesies to you. That prophet don't know you, but God does. So God begins to reveal, come on somebody, what's written of you in heaven through a prophet. The prophet is only a vessel used by God to declare what God said about you. Who am I talking to today? God said, you got everything you need. Fear is in your way. Fear is in your way. I told my church the other day that check this out. And you all may know this. You may have heard this. And it's the truth. God is not moving. He's not moving on your behalf. He has already moved on your behalf. Come on, somebody. God is not getting ready to do something for you. He has already done everything for you already. But fear is blocking. back to me this evening. God already done it. God gave you the desires of your heart. See, many people read that text kind of wrong. God has given me. See, no. He gave you the desire. Are you following me? It ain't like, oh, you liked it and then God gave it to you. No, he gave you the desire. Whew. God has given you the desires of your heart. He placed them there in you so that you can pull it out of you. You gotta birth these things out. You gotta birth it out. He's already done it. You gotta tap into it. So it's like, it's not one of those, oh Lord, when you get ready to move for me. No, he has already moved for you. I tell my church this often. You waiting on God, but God is waiting on you. Whew. Because God has already done everything he's going to do for you. And it's a lot of things. He has some extraordinary things waiting for you. It may be new to you, but it's not new to God. It's not new to the Ancient of Days. He said, I have already given to you everything that pertains to life and godliness. I'm talking about fear, because you got to get fear. Fear is blocking you from receiving all of these things that God has provided for you. You say you know Jehovah Jireh, but you really don't, because fear is in the way of you receiving from Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh does not just want to help pay your bills and put food on your table. Come on. Jehovah Jireh is the one that makes provisions for you. Who? Jesus. God has given unto you everything you need to succeed in this life. So the enemy is trying to cause you to fail by depositing this spirit, this tormenting demon of fear. Whew. God is saying today, remove fear out of the way and go possess the land. I'm talking to somebody today. See, you removing fear is your responsibility. That's the renewal of the mind process. You know, over there in Romans 12 and 2, where it says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's your responsibility. And so oftentimes when we read that text and it says, don't be conformed to this world, it's telling you not to be conformed to the things of the world. And fear is one of them. You done got real, real cozy with fear. Fear has become the norm for you. No. Your body, your whole person of you was not designed to carry the capacity of fear. Am I helping you today? Fear was not designed to be in you. It's illegally, come on somebody, taken up right in your mind and in your spirit. It's time to go and possess the land. God says that he wants us to be fruitful and to multiply. He said, fear not, take courage. You see that? I believe, fear not, as I began to do this study a while ago, it's written about 70 or 71 times to fear not. I think, what's the other one? Don't be afraid, maybe 300 and something. It's in the Bible so many times because the Lord, people don't understand. You gotta open up your Bible. Your Bible is your navigation to live here on the earth. Why would God tell us to fear not? Because he know how the devil operates. He knows that these things will stop you from being successful in every area of your life. It will stop you from being successful in your prayer life. Come on, somebody. It will stop you from being successful on your job and your businesses. I don't care what part of your life. If fear is there, fear is going to block you. It handicaps you. It paralyzes you. I don't know if y'all are getting this word today. The Lord is saying, fear not and take courage. This is your year to pick up the momentum of faith and have courageous faith. Be courageous in your faith. Be a doer. Just do it. Just do it. You don't have nothing to lose. If God is pushing you and nudging you to do it, and you know it's a God idea, you better be like Nike. Put your Nikes on in the spirit, tie them bad boys up, and get the stepping. You better do it. It's time to do it. It's time to do it. It's time to be courageous in your faith and do it. Don't die full of fear, never accomplishing what you were sent here to accomplish. Whew. Fear has to go. Somebody shout, fear has to go. Psalms 27 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. What's the next thing that David said? He said, whom shall I fear? You got to know who God is. You got to really know. See, to so many people, I feel like people think that God is not real. I feel like people think that he's a fairy tale. You gotta know Jesus, that the Lord is your light and your salvation. He's there to help you. He's your refuge. He's your fortress. Whom shall I fear? You gotta say, I'm going after this promotion. Whom shall I fear? I'm taking this ministry to another level. Whom shall I fear? You feel like God is calling you to do some extraordinary things that's outside of the box? You feel like God is calling you to put some new wine into the spirit, because you can't put new wine in old wineskins. You feel like God is calling you to do something that has never been done before? Who gonna stop me? Who gonna stop me? Who gonna stop me? You've been letting fear stop you. You've been letting fear seduce you. I'm reminded of Dorothy, the Wizard of Oz. And Prophetess Crystal, I heard you say something last week. You or either your guest had said that someone had said to you that when it's all over, when we finally see what fear looked like, we're gonna be like, that is what I was afraid of. Do you know the Lord gave me that same revelation years ago? And the way he gave it to me, it's like fear was a small little thing, but had this big old mouth that scared us. Come on, somebody. So I said that because I just mentioned the Wizard of Oz, right? I think about the Wiz. Remember when Richard Pryor, when he was the wizard? Y'all, fear ain't nothing but a wizard. Remember I said fear is witchcraft. Fear ain't nothing but a wizard. Remember Richard Pryor in the movie, when he was talking to Dorothy and now when they was coming down the Yellow Brick Road, he was talking into this thing that made his voice appear to be deeper and this strong thing that he wasn't, right? But then when Dorothy and them finally got to the land of Oz, where he was, where he was in this room, laid up in his bed, all scared. When they walked in, he was scared of them. And when they seen him, it was Richard Pryor, a little old puny man, that was scaring them the entire time. Come on, somebody. We have more power than this spirit of fear. It's time that you go ahead and renounce this spirit, send it into high and dry places, and tell it to leave, evict it. It's an intruder. It's time for you to kick fear out of your sphere of influence. It's time for you to kick fear out of your generational bloodline. It's time for fear to go. We have more power than this little thing. Yet it's one of the enemy's hottest commodities against us. Because it is nothing but false evidence appearing real. It's fake. Whew. I don't know if y'all hear me today. Whew. This enemy called fear aborts our purpose. I know for me it has. Come on, somebody. Waiting on somebody else to push me to do something because of you think you need their validation? No, ma'am, no, sir. You don't need anybody's validation but God's. Who am I talking to today? Fear is designed to destroy your hope and your faith. The tactic of the enemy is to ambush us with fear, to frighten us and handicap us from doing the things that we were created to do. You were created to do some extraordinary things. And many of you have not even tapped into what you are, that what you were created to do. And yet there are so many of you know what you should be doing, but because of fear, you are hiding and you're covering yourself up. You're covering your gifts and your talents up. You're dummying down. Stop dummying down. Stop it. Because you are what? Y'all, a people pleaser. Looking for the validation of other people, you become a people pleaser. You dummy down so that they can shine. Guess what? They can shine and you can shine too. Get yourself together, get your Nikes on, and just do it. One method of the enemy's instrument of fear is to, and I've been saying this all along in so many words, is to deceive us. He wants to deceive us into believing that we are not competent. Come on. Come on. You know I'm talking. Y'all know I'm talking real. I'm talking to some real ladies today that know that they do not feel qualified. You don't feel competent because of this spirit of fear. The enemy makes you feel incompetent. He makes you feel unloved. He makes you feel rejected and abandoned within your own self. So you become self-incompetent. Come on, somebody. You become unloving to yourself. That's called the role. You have self-rejection, self-abandonment, and you become self-absorbed, self-centered. So that you begin to take the focus off of what God has called you to be, and you start, you know, like I said earlier, trying to get control in these false areas of your life. Come on. Stop allowing fear to interrupt your belief system. Come on. Fear interrupts your belief system by causing doubt to show up. Who am I talking to? Come on. It causes worry to show up and interfere with the blessings that God has on. Look, God, the blessing be right there. And then you start acting out in fear. And look at that. Just back on up. You've got to replace. Come on, somebody. What you got to replace fear with? Faith. Faith. Because faith don't make sense, right? Because faith is supernatural. You got to get out of your five senses. Who am I talking to? You got to get out of yourself. You got to get out of your mind. Come on. Put on the mind of Christ. Put on the mind of Christ. You got to do it supernaturally. And just do it. Just do it. Stop glorifying fear. And start glorifying boldness. You are becoming bold in God, right? The boldness of Christ. Whenever there is a lack of faith in your life, fear is present. Come on, somebody. I said, whenever there is a lack of faith in your life, fear is somewhere lurking. Who am I talking to today? People that walk in fear are not hearers and doers of what God said. God said in the book of James, he says, be a hearer and a doer. Come on, somebody. You got to get out of your emotions. You got to become spiritually bold. Who am I talking to? Your emotions will not produce faith. Hear me. Your emotions will not produce faith. Your emotions, those negative emotions, produces fear. Somebody shout back to me today. This is why we must become 100% spirit-led. Because our emotions are connected to ungodly beliefs. Come on. Are you hearing me today? Whew. We gotta get into the realm of faith. Because faith, it calls and links us and deposits love and power in a sound mind, right? And fear causes us to procrastinate. Procrastinators, you know what I'm talking about. That's fear. Procrastination. That's because fear is your ruler. Who am I talking to? Fear causes you to become insecure, right? Fear of people. So you don't trust nobody. The word of God says that if you are walking in fear, you have not been perfected in God's love, right? So that shows you that you got some work to do. You got to get your mind renewed. Because fear does not please God. Hear me. Fear does not please God. When you are hiding and when you are covering up, you know how the Lord began to walk up on Adam and Eve? The Lord been walking up on you and you just hiding. He's like, where are you? Where are you? I redeemed you for such a time as this. Why are you not creating? Woo! Let me tell you something. I went through a whole thing of fear. A whole thing of fear. I had to get delivered. Because you think, you know, because let me tell you, fear is sneaky. It shows up in so many different forms, y'all. Real sneaky. You got to be alert. The Bible says to be alert and be sober because we have an enemy. We have an adversary that's roaming the earth, right? Roaring around like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. Come on. He administered fear to devour us, to devour our purpose, to devour our passion, to devour our relationships, to devour our businesses, and whatever it is that God has called you to. I hope y'all getting this today. Because Pastor Keisha moving in slow motion today. She'd normally be, God said, no. Do a slow burn. Let it saturate the hearts of many that hear this word today. I remember I had a light bulb to go off in the spirit room for me one day. And all of a sudden, it was like I was down, just sitting down in the spirit room, like I was down. I heard the Spirit of God say, get up. Where are you? Get up. Don't you know who you are? Don't you know that you're the apple of my eye? Don't you know that although the vision looked like it's tarrying, that it's going to happen? It's going to happen. Who am I talking to? I was in a place in my life where I was feeling real down in my spirit. The Holy Ghost got a hold of me, and my mouth began to open, and I began to walk the floor back and forth, and I began to say, I no longer need the approval of man. Who am I talking to? I had to declare, ooh, I can feel that thing now, my God. I had to declare that thing out of my mouth, that I no longer need your approval. Come on, I do not need the approval of man. And the Holy Spirit began to minister to me. He said to me, you read the word, girl. He said, when Jesus walked the earth, he did not need the approval of the disciples. He did not need the approval of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He wanted to please God. Your desire gotta, your yes gotta be so full. Your desire gotta be so full. But you knocking everything else. But get in your way, you're removing the spirit of sabotage, you're removing rejection, you're knocking these things out of the way because you want to please God. Woo! I just want to please God. For however long my days here is on the earth, and this moment in my life, I just want to please God. I don't want to miss God. I don't want to miss him. I don't want to miss the purpose that he has called me to. He hand-selected me. He hand-picked me to do this. Why am I not doing this? So what? You've never seen it done before. You have the Lord God Almighty that will walk you through every purpose. And he will give you strategy. He will give you instructions. Look. In the Wizard of Oz, in the Wiz, all that Dorothy and Toto and the Scarecrow and the Tin Man and the was the Lion, all they had to do was follow the yellow brick road. All we gotta do is follow the voice of God. All we gotta do is let the Holy Spirit be our GPS, our navigation to get us to where we need to be. Woo! Follow the instructions. Fear is trying to block you and distract you from following the instructions that the Lord gave you. The anointing is on the instructions. Your purpose is connected to the instructions. Your breakthrough is connected to the instructions. Whew. I just want to please God. I just want to glorify God. I may not know what I'm doing. People might laugh at me while I'm doing it. But all I want to do, whoo, my God, is glorify God. It's that your heart's cry today. I just want to glorify God. Many times as we are pressing forward into our purpose, we feel like Jesus, when he was hanging on the cross, and he said, God, have you forsaken me? Woo! God has not forsaken you. He's just removing these things that's stopping you. He's removing this place where you have gotten so comfortable with fear. He wants you to get these things out of his way. We was on a prayer line the other morning, and hallelujah, and the intercessor began to declare the word of the Lord, and the word that she declared that God said, get out of my way. Fear keeps you in a place. you're not supposed to be. You're in God's way. You're leaning to your own understanding. And you're not trusting God. Fear will not allow you to trust God. My God, you got to renounce fear. Oftentimes, when you are rejected because of the spirit of fear, rejection will cause you to respond from a place of fear. Hear me. So your spirit gets wounded. Who am I talking to? You experience offenses. You become offended and hurt and disappointed because you responded through fear. And you didn't respond in faith. You didn't respond in power, in love, and a sound mind. So you responded from fear, and in that fearful place you are, that's a hurtful experience. Who am I talking to? From your past. Come on, somebody. And these spirits, let me tell you, that experience, that hurtful experience is guess what it is? It's ammunition from fear. Those hurtful experiences give fear the ammunition to operate in your life. Are you hearing me today? I want you to open up your mouth and declare, I do not need the approval of man. Open your mouth, put it in the chat, but you gotta say this. You gotta confess this thing. I do not need the approval of man. I got about 15 more minutes. I do not need the approval of man. You gotta say this to yourself every day. Say it. When you are preparing to do that extraordinary thing that you are called to, your assignment in life, when you are preparing to do these things, you got to do these things. And while you're doing it, come on, you might feel a little nervous. While that fear trying to knock on your door, you got to say, I do not need the approval of man. I do. Can I tell you something? Fear will always still try to show up. But see, you know how you heard this before. The situation may not change, but you're going to change how you deal with the situation. So now in your life, you got to change how you deal with fear when fear try to show its face. You got to talk back to it. You got to put the word on it. God did not give you to me. Come on. God gave me power, love, and sound mind, shorty. You need to get somewhere. Come on, I don't need the approval of nobody. God's hand is on this. Come on, I have the approval of God. Who am I talking to? You better open up your mouth and declare, I do not need the approval of man. I have been accepted and approved by God. Come on, I'm not filled by your likes. Many of you all are filled by the likes on Facebook. That's because you still want the approval of man. I don't care if you give me a 2 likes, a thumbs up, or a thumbs down. It don't matter. I'm moving forward. 2022. Come on. I'm not leaving 2022 without accomplishing what God has called me to accomplish. I'm doing the YouTube. You see me on Facebook more. Come on, somebody. Come on. Me being on Facebook, guess what? It ain't for you. It's for me. Woo! Me doing this YouTube ain't for you. You might benefit from it, but guess who it's really for? It's really for me. But you're a preacher. I am a preacher and a pastor. But guess what? The enemy don't care who he come. Y'all better come on, somebody. Y'all better be real. Whew. Somebody shout one more time. I do not need the approval of man. I'm not filled by your likes. Guess what I'm filled by? I'm filled by purpose. Come on. Purpose fills me. Come on. Purpose is the gasoline for my next. Who am I talking to? Whew. We have given fear legal ground long enough. When you become easily offended, that's that fear. Come on, somebody. You got to change how you allow this thing to overtake you. Somebody need to open up their mouth and declare that I'm no longer a slave to fear. Because the truth of the matter is, how you overcome it, first, in so many ways, right? The Bible says it this way too. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee, right? Submit to God, resist fear, and fear will flee. Who am I talking to? You got to renounce these things. You got to call it out and send it into high and dry places. And when you renounce it, you got to fill back that space where fear was occupying with the word of God. You got to get you some scriptures, some verses, and chew on that word every day. The same way you feed yourself breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you need to feed your spirit. And that's why fear so easily can come into your house and break in, because you are not spiritually built. Who am I talking to? You're not spiritually maturing. You're not spiritually strong. You need some word in you. David began to say, he said, God, I hid your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. Well, fear causes you to sin, and it separates you from God. Because why? Worry steps in. Doubt steps in. Who am I talking to? You got to, yes, man, Pastor Nicole, you got to stand on the word of God. You got to eat. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You got to tell fear what has been written. You got to say, fear, it is written that God gave me power, love, and a sound mind. You got to tell fear, it is written, God's told me, fear not, be not afraid, take courage. It is written, whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. It is written, the Lord told me, don't be afraid of you. He told me to fear not. Who am I talking to today? Shout, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I need somebody to write in the text, I am fearless. I am fearless. Come on, somebody. I'm not fearful. I'm fearless. I fear less. Who am I talking to today? God said he want to restore your years that the enemy has stole from you because of fear. No longer be led by fear. Be led by faith. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not through your emotions. Come on, somebody. Fear is connected to your negative emotions. You got to renew your mind so that your emotions can be healed. You need an inner healing. Your soul is sick. You need inner healing. Unhealed emotions are connected to fear. Unhealed emotions do not agree with faith. Woo. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, right? So check this out. Fear comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing the lies of the enemy. You come on, somebody. You got to replace what you hear from the devil and start replacing it with what you hear in the word of God. I don't care if it's the same message, and that message that you have, if you can listen to the same message for a year. Come on, let it get all, let it marinate. Because the word of God begins to heal you. It begins to heal you. Go to bed at night and begin to play scriptures that pertains to walking in love, power, and a sound mind. Let those things marinate over you while you sleep. Come on, somebody. Before we go, I want you to repeat after me. I hope y'all was blessed. There's so many places I could have gone, but I believe that's it right there. Can y'all repeat after me? Fear has no place in my life. Come on, we're renouncing this thing. Fear shall not torment me any longer. I have the love of God, and perfect love casts out all fear. Come on, open up your mouth and declare this. I choose not to fear. Come on. I cast all of my cares on God because I know that God cares for me. I choose not to worry or be anxious about anything because I am more than, I'm not just a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror because God loves me. Come on and say these things out of your mouth. Declare, I am covered by the blood. Somebody shout fear. You are evicted today. This day. Declare out of your mouth, I am confident that he who began a good work in me will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Come on. Say this, I'm not built like that anymore. Come on. I'm not built like that anymore. Fear is not my boss. Come on. I'm not built like that anymore. I'm built on faith and not on fear. I'm built on faith and not fear. I'm a doer. I'm going to get it done. I'm a doer. I believe the word of God. Come on, somebody. I'm a doer. I live the word of God. I'm a doer. I apply the word of God. Come on, open up your mouth. I'm a doer. I don't panic. I praise. Come on. I'm a doer. I don't worry. I worship. Come on, somebody. I'm a doer. I don't doubt. I do. Come on and shout, I do. God is able to make all grace abound toward us so that we are sufficient in all things. Come on, somebody. God has made us sufficient in everything we need in this life. There's no reason for us to fear. Stop listening to the devil. Come on. Stop listening to the voice of the devil. And listen to what God has to say. Be courageous. Take action and do it. Do it. Fear rejection, no more. Because rejection makes you feel like you're not good enough. Come on, somebody. It gives you low self-esteem. And low self-esteem and insecurities is a product of fear and rejection. As I close, I want to remind you of this, that fear is witchcraft. It is a spirit of manipulation and control that the enemy uses as one of his hottest commodities against the saints. Come on, somebody. It's a tormenting spirit. It torments us. Fear is a mountain. This mountain has to be removed. You are the only person that can remove this thing through the help of God. But God wants you to take the initiative, come on, to renew your mind and to be intentional about living your life God's way. Remember this, Mark 11:25 says that whosoever shall say to this mountain, you got to speak to the mountain of fear and tell it no longer lives here. Come on, somebody. You no longer can take the reins of my heart. Come on. You no longer will cause me to abort my purpose. You no longer will shut me up. You no longer will put me on mute. I don't care if I stutter, I'm still going to say it. Who am I talking to? I don't care if I got to do it limping, I'm going to do it anyway. Come on. I don't care if I don't have the right clothes, I'm still going to do it anyway. I'm going to fulfill what God has created me to do. I'm going to the grave empty. I'm not dying full of fear. Who am I talking to? Oh, Jesus. No. No, I'm renewing my mind. I'm renewing my mindset. I'm renewing my spirit. I'm getting healed. Because fear snuck in through some generational bloodline curses and things like that. It snuck in through the trauma. It snuck in when my mother, my father went through a divorce. Come on, somebody. It snuck in when I had to walk home by myself. You know, it has a certain way of sneaking in. Come on. Now go back to the root of this thing and see where it came from. And cut the head of this giant off and get healed. Can I tell you something? We are already healed. We just got to tap into it and remove these things that the enemy has placed inside of us that blocks us from connecting to who we are. We are healed. We are the head and we're not the tail. Come on, somebody. We are ambassadors of Christ. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Who am I talking to? We are the righteousness of Christ Jesus. Fear has lied to us. You can leave a church service that's so powerful and fear will ride with you in the car home. Come on, somebody, and begin to lie to you and begin to tell you things that somebody did and they didn't even do because it wants to stop your movement. It wants to stop your momentum. We got to get healed. We got to become what we are. We're already healed. Thank you, Lord. We got to become what we already are. Hear me. You're already healed. You just got to become what you already are. You just have to renew. Are y'all with me? You got to renew your mind. You got to renew your mind because your mind has been damaged. It's been hurt. It's been crushed. It has stinking thinking. It only think one way because of the its environment, because of its culture, because of the disappointments. Because of fear, you have a one-track mind. We got to become what we already are in God. You are already healed. You have to see yourself the way God sees you. You have to see yourself in the posture of what Jesus did for you on the cross. We are already healed. Come on, prophetess. Come on back. Let me say one last thing. One last thing. Your obedience displaces fear. Hear me. Just do it, right? Your obedience displaces fear. Just do it. God said, go and possess the land. Just do it. God said, go ahead and get your credits together so that you can get the house. Just do it. God said, go ahead and write the book, write the play. Do it. God said, go ahead and start your own TV network. Just do it. Once you do it, God will raise up somebody somewhere to use their power, their influence, and their ability to help you just do it. Woo! Somebody shout, just do it. Remove fear and just do it. Stop sleeping with the enemy. Stop sleeping with fear. You've been sleeping all of your life. It's time to wake up. It's like you are a zombie. Just walking around. just walking around, but you're not doing what you were created to do. Everything that we do, we should do it as unto the Lord, right? Well, if worship is a lifestyle, and worship is not just a song, it's a lifestyle. So that includes you doing what God created you to do in the marketplace. Your worship includes you doing writing that book. Your worship involves you doing these extraordinary things. Just do it. That's worship. Y'all, okay. Y'all saying, okay, she lying now. That ain't worship. Oh, that's worship. Everything we do, we should do it as unto the Lord, right? I beseech you, therefore, brothers and sisters, that you do what? Live your life what? As a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Your reasonable service is to do it. Just do it. Please God, lean not to your own understanding. One last thing. Going back to Adam and Eve. Who told you that you wasn't good enough? Who told you that you would never be able to buy a house? Who told you that you couldn't write a book? Who told you that you couldn't own your own law firm? Who told you these lies? Who told you you would never get married? Who told you? Who told you that you wouldn't be good enough for somebody? Who told you these lies? Be careful of what you bite. Don't be like Adam and Eve. Be careful where you eat. Be careful what you eat. Be careful what you allow to come into your life. Prophetess Crystal, where are you? 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 Come on back. Come on back. Come on back. I can't hear you.
Okay. Listen. That was a sound word. One of the things you said was a slow burn. You ministered this word. And I'm so glad that you took your time and walked through what fear is, so that everybody could understand how it can stop you from fulfilling your purpose. And you broke down just different ways and different avenues that the enemy will use against us to stop us from walking in our purpose. Thank you for your obedience to this sound word. And I want to share with you what the Lord shared with me before we started. I think it was maybe four, I don't know what time it was. But anyway, so I'm gonna share this word with you. The Lord said that you have been faithful when it seemed impossible. You hear God and you move. And what he said was, he can trust you to obey because of your track record. And you have an A+ track record with God. And because of that, God said, I want to give you a greater responsibility. I do not know if he shared this with you already, but you have an apostolic grace on your life to build up leaders. And it goes beyond women, not just women, but men as well. You have seen it done right. You have seen it done wrong. But God said that you will do it different. You are different. You are unique. But he said you will do it differently. And your difference will reach many people, and God will release wisdom to you to teach and equip leaders. He will use you to restore the glory of God back to the kingdom. You will minister healing leaders, leaders that are already leaders, and also appointing leaders in your sphere of influence. He said is needed in this time and in this season. But that's what the Lord shared with me. You have an apostolic grace on you. Fivefold, you are fully equipped to help others get prepared and be fully equipped. So, amen. I wanted to share that word with you. Thank you so much for allowing God to use you during this time. Everybody that is on this live right now, I just feel the presence of God so heavy. And I just feel God is getting ready to move mightily as we transition from this live to Zoom. I posted it in the group just now, about 10 minutes ago. And after all of these sessions, this is the fifth one, after all of these sessions, this was basically just breaking the ground up. And Pastor Keisha, you sealed it. It was a reason why everybody picked dates, but it was a reason why that you were last. Because it just brought a seal. I just feel like all of the words that went forth, this just sealed everything. And we're going to transition to go into prayer and deliverance for the Zoom. Everybody that's on this live, you are welcome to come, but it is more personal on the Zoom, and we're going to go through prayer. We're going to pray, and we're going to go through a deliverance session, because it's so needed, because after all of this word, we got to be free. Not saying that you're not free now, but there are specific things that we kind of got to walk through. Through this deliverance session, where it's going to be specific and one-on-one. And so that's why we're going to do it on Zoom, because it's more personal. And we can see everybody and kind of flow like that. So everyone that can within, what time do you have, Pastor Keisha?
It's 6:36.
Okay. So we're going to leave this live and go right on the Zoom. But I just want to close this out with prayer for all of the ones that can't make it on Zoom. I want to close this out with prayer. Again, Pastor Keisha, thank you so much for allowing God to use you. I just feel a presence, a heavy glory that has been released because of the word of God that's been released. And God is so pleased with this word that he gave you, that you released so eloquently. You released it so eloquently, where it went and it planted so many seeds, and everybody that watched it, including myself, I received mightily from this. So Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this word that Pastor Keisha released. We thank you, Lord, for speaking through her. Father, we thank you because you want us healed. You sent Jesus to die for our sins. And we thank you, Jesus, for the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross so that we can walk in our divine calling. And we will not, if you are listening to this video, if you will listen to this later, no, you will not leave this earth without your divine purpose fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, I declare it over your life, over my life, over by everybody that's connected to you, everybody down your bloodline from generation to generation. You will not leave here without your purpose fulfilled in the name of Jesus. It is important. It is vitally important that we catch this, that we catch this. Thank you, G, that we catch this. It is an urgency for us to catch it and not allow fear to stop us any longer. Because we have a call, we have a purpose, we have an assignment to do We cannot play with this. We cannot afford to play with this. Somebody's soul, somebody's deliverance is waiting for your yes. So yes, Lord, we say yes. We give you another surrender. We yield to you, Lord. Whatever you want us to do, whatever capacity that you want us to flow, God, we're going to be confident because you gave us the confidence. And fear is out of the window. Fear is gone. We renounce fear today in the name of Jesus. And God, we walk in faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. So we walk in faith, God, and not by sight. We walk in faith and not by sight. So we trust you. So we seal the prayer. Everything that's been said and done, God, we thank you, Lord. As we transition to the Zoom, Father, we thank you. And we know you will meet us there. And God, bring healing to all of us. Bring healing in the name of Jesus. On whatever capacity you want to move, God, we are open in this moment. We are open in this moment. In Jesus' name, we declare it done. Amen. So we're going to move on to Zoom. God bless you all. We're going to sow a seed to Pastor Keisha. Her Cash App is below at the stream. Keisha Mills, $ Keisha Mills. You want to sow a seed and just be a blessing to her and her ministry and whatever God is calling her to do. Just be a blessing and sow. But we're going to jump on Zoom. So if you look at the next post, you'll see it. But God bless you all, and we will see you shortly. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.